sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 6 Mfufu 2017 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngingeke nginike umnankagwa inkomithi ye-ice cream. Umangalisa ngani? Mina ngingumkamongameli. Kumele sivumelane ukuthi kuyini okuzakwenzakala. Zwana umongameli ezatshiya isikhundla.
Kuphoselana aqatha phakathi kukamongameli unkosikazi Grace Mugabe lomunye wabasekeli bakamongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Ndakunzwa zwiri nani. But nearly 2 weeks ago.
Sengingcono. Sengingcono kakhulu kulalokho ebengikho khona kumaviki amabili edluleyo.
Umkhokheli webandla le-MTCT umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai yena owelatshwayo umkhuhlane wemvukuzane kwele South Africa uthi usesizwa ngcono. Amabandla ezombusazwe akhuthaza abasekeli bawo lozulu emaphandleni ukuthi ayibhalisa ngobuningi ngolwesibili lapho kuqala khona okusemthethweni uhlelo lokubhalisa umuntu wonke. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa emsakazweni weStudio 7. Ingcwethi zezombusazwe zithi umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa usephelelwe ngumphako. Lokhu bakutsho ngemva kokuba umkamongameli unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ethuke Mnangagwa esithi ufuna isikhundla somkakhe ngendlela engayisiyo. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Amazwi la uwatsho izolo ntambama emkhosini wokuvula kwebhanga lokuphathisa inhlelo zabasakhulayo ele Youth Empowerment Bank eHarare lapho athe uMnangagwa uqhamba amanga ukuthi wafakelwa ichefu. Unkosikazi Mgabe uqhubeke ethuka uMnangagwa esithi uphakathi kwalabo abamethuselayo lemuli yakhe befuna ukugenqula umbuso womkakhe ngodlame.
Ngingeke nginike uMnangagwa inkomithi ye-ice cream. Umangalisa ngani? Mina ngingumkamongameli. Kumele sivumelane ukuthi kuyini okuzakwenzakala. Zwana umongameli ezatshiya isikhundla. Kumele sivumelane njengebandla ukuthi ngubani ozathatha isikhundla. Kakumelanga sibambelane imibhobho, hatshi. Siyethuselwa ebusuku lemini ukuthi nxa omunye umuntu engangenayo esikhundleni sizabulawa.
Ingcwethi zezombusazwe zithi amazwi kankosikazi Mgabe aveza ukuthi akusensuku zatshwala uMnangagwa esesembusweni zithi kusiyafika umhlangano omkhulu weZANU-PF ngompalakazi uyabe sixhotshiwe ebandleni njengalokhu okwenzakala kunkosikazi Joyce Mujuru. Omunye walezi ngcwethi umnumzana Alpheus Mapranga uthi lokhu okwenzakala kumjuru kuzakwenzakala lakumnankagwa ngoba kusobala ukuthi uMgabe usebenzisa umkakhe endaweni ezinje.
UMgabe usebenzisa uGrace ukuthi axotshe u-Emmerson. Lokhu akwenzayo kunamjuru ikwenzakubona kwenzakala kule isikhathi esifitshane esilandelayo esinalesi ngoba nxa uMgabe yenza izinto zakhe kulezinsuku uyathumela umfazi ukuthi abe phambili kwenzela ukuthi yena abe angani abaziplisi kundaba zakhe sokuyaziyenzayo.
Eyinye njalo yalezi ngcwethi umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi loba nje unkosikazi Mgabe engasafuni ukuthi uMnankagwa aqhubeke esesikhundleni uMgabe ngokwakhe akasoze amxotshe.
Ngani phakathi kukamugabe Mnankagwa ngoba emvelo vela khatshana angiboni ukuthi inkulumo zikaGrace Mugabe zingaphambanisa ubuhlobo bakhona phakathi kwamgabe loMnankagwa. Ngibona ngathi elakusasa elakhe lepolitika hhayi lokhu liqinile kakhulu ngoba kuzamehlula uMgabe ukuthi axotshe Mnankagwa ukuzanuphela.
ingcwethi zezombusazwe kanye lozulu jikelele bathi unkosikazi Mgabe ukhanya eselamandla ukwedlula iziphathamandla zonke zebandla le-ZANU-PF njalo kusobala ukuthi nguye ozakutsho ukuthi ngubani sibisibili ozathatha isikhundla somkakhe lapho esesuka kuleso sikhundla. Ukufuthelana okuphakathi kwebandla le-ZANU-PF kubangisana ukuthi ngubani ozakwelama uMgabe lapho esesuka kuleso sikhundla sokuphazamisa indlela uhulumende aqhuba ngayo umsebenzi ngoba iziphathamandla zebandla ziyizo ezikahulumende zitshona ziphoselana amazwi aqatha ngesikhathi kumele balungisise inhlupho ezibhekane lelizwe kwezomnotho osuguqe phansi ngamadolo inhlalakahle kaZulu lakunhlangothi zonke zempilo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nguGibson Bebe.
Siyabonga Bebe. Lokhu sikudaba lunye. Umsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa uvela kude loMongameli Mgabe. UMnangagwa wayengumncedisi kamongameli Mgabe ngesikhathi sempi kaZibuse. Ingcwethi ecubungulayo zombusazwe uMnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi kuza kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi uMongameli Mgabe axotshe uMnangagwa esikhundleni sakhe.
Ye siyazizwa mfowethu ukuthi kulesiphithiphithi nangapha phela ezimbawo vele hayi abantu bakhuluma indaba yakhona ihluphedu kodwa mina njengobona kwami kungaba liphutha elikhulu uMgabe ukuthi axotshe umngane wakhe uMnangagwa uyabe vele enesilindi bakithi hayi lapho nyala.
Kungani usitsho njalo ngoba siyabona nanku waxotshe uJoyce Mjuru abantu bengathembanga ukuthi kungenzakala?
Ye lelo liqiniso loMnangagwa awusoze ukulinganise lo Mujuru. Okwesibili uzabona ukuthi uMnangagwa vele into zamabhizinisi amabhizinisi amaningi ezanu-PF vele nguye owakhula ewaphethe le parliament nje engathi ulesandla esithize phaa khonapho hathi ungazinadelile futhi okwehluleka ayekwenza ukhetho lwekhwekhwe uMgabe zama ukumfaka nje kumnikeza izikhundla emganwini konke lokhu wayekwenza ngenxa yokuthi ubungane bakhe lo baba lwana hathi hhayi impande zakhona vele ngikhola vele lokukhanya lokwazi ukugabula ihlahla sozizibona.
Kodwa-ke sike sabona egcekeni lendizamtshina Harare International Airport uMongameli Mgabe vele eSouth Africa bekungakhanyi ukuthi ngabangane lapha ngoba bekukhanya befuthelene bobabili lanxa besingezi ukuthi bathini.
Lelo liye liqiniso uyabona ukuthi ungazinanzelele indaba kakasikhurelyana ukuthi kwasikhure wayesithi yena ngifuna ukuthi ngixotsha nginikezani izizathu esiyesikhathi sakuhle ukuthi lingixotelani. Ungazinanzelele futhi indaba kaMnangagwa akula nto ongayibamba nje eleqiniso engenza ukuthi uthi umntu lwani uyecala yikuklabalala kukamama uMrs Mgabe khona kodwa phela ipolitics yasozithi asizokwenzakali. Mina ikhuluma kwami nje ngithithi mina hhayi uba Mgabe uyabe lisibindi kakhulu ukuze axotshe ngoba siyabe sexotha i-Midlands waxotha le masishingo ukhetho lingambhayini.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ingcwethi ecubungulayo zombusazwe bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Umkhokheli webandla le-MDCT uMnumzana Morgan Tswangirai yena oyelatshwa kwele South Africa uthi usesizwa ngcono kakhulu emzimbeni. UTswangirai ubulawa ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane njalo ugijinyiselwe kwabodokotela bakhe eSouth Africa ngenyanga edluleyo. Nanka amazwi akhe ekhuluma lomsakazo weStudio 7 lamhlanje.
Ndakunzwa zwiri nani. Padaliri 2 weeks ago.
Sengingcono. Sengingcono kakhulu kulalokho ebengiyikho khona kumaviki amabili edluleyo. Ngicabanga ukuthi sokulobubelo mpela kumpila kahle yami. Odokotela labo bathi kumele ngiphumule ngingaboyenza into ezijiyeneyo. Ngizwa ngcono kakhulu.
Alo lawo ke ngamazwi kaMnumzana Morgan Tswangirai umkhokheli webandla le-MDCT wekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseSouth Africa. Amabandla ezombusazwe sekukhuthaze abasekeli bawo loZulu wemaphandleni ukuthi bayibhalisa ngobuningi babo ngolwesibili lapho okuqala khona uhlelo lokubhalisa umuntu wonke ozavota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo labo baqhuba umkhankaso munye. Untungameli Nkomo we Studio 7 uxoxe lomeli weBinga North edalele eParliamente umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda olilunga lebandla leMTCT.
Ngikhuluma kanje nje iweekend yonke naleyi okhansela bethu kanye neziphathamandla zethu ezomhlangano ezikumawadi lakumavilela kumavillages babhizi bakugrawundi bazisa abantu ukuthi kabathathe leli thuba elokuthi kube nomuntu umuntu wonke kakwanisa ukuthi ebhalisa ukuvota. Ngikhuluma kanje nje sesilungiselele lokuthi i-polling station yethu enye neyinye ibe lomuntu oyedodwa ngu-voter registration agent oyaza oyahlale bona ukuthi abantu ababhalisileyo abanelisileyo ukubhalisa ukuvota abangaki abangakwanisanga nabakwanisanga abakwanzaki njalo ngesizathu bani ukwenzela ukuthi sihlale sine statistics sikwazi ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo kuground ukwenza ukuthi nxa kulalapho kungabe kufuna ukuthi kuthathwe amanyathelo okuthi kulungisiswe singenele masinya i-information yona leyo sikhangele ukuthi siyabe siyithola kusukela ngelanga lokuqalisa ukubhalisa ukuvota.
Ungazichasisela izakhamizi emhlonitsha ukuthi kuyini okumele zihambe lakho ukuze ziphumelele ekubhaliseni?
Okudingakalayo okwakhathesi kufunakala umuntu ehambe ephethe isithupha sakhe, i-valid passport. So longokuyisithupha esilomphikitha womuntu, umuntu kuvumelekile ukuthi ehambe lakho khonokho esiyabhalisa ukuvota. Njalo kufunakala lokho abakuthi i-proof of residence, incwadi engabe ivela kusobhuku kumbe umuntu angafika ezivalele yona kwampana-ke kulukuzeni ku-registration center yakhona ukuthi hhayi mina ngingozibani ngingumhlali wakuleyi ndawo ukwenzela ukuthi nxa bembhalisa ukuvota bebhale bekwazi ukuthi ngempela lo muntu ngumuntu ohlala kuleyo ndawo ebesebhaliswa-ke ukuvota. Esesikwenzile njalo-ke thina kwenza ukuthi kungatholakala mhlawumbe kusiba lo dubo lokuthi osobhuku bengasababhaleli izincwadi lezo. Sesizame ukuthi sifonisane ukuthi okhansela bethu bangathola njani izidingo zobu-commissioner of order lathi nje uma ama-MPs ukwenza ukuthi nxa sikhona sikwanise ukuthi sincedise abantu bathole ukubhala ama-affidavit abo awatsho ukuthi bengabahlali bakuleyo ndawo.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda, ummeli weBinga North edalele ePhalamende engowe-MTCT, ube khuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni ekhona le eBinga. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk sixoxa ngokuxokozela okusebandleni leZANU-PF. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangena esigabeni esilandelayo othi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umvuzo omkhulu wokulondoloza ukuthula walo nyaka we-2017 Nobel Peace Prize unikwe inhlanganiso esebenzela ukutshabalaliswa kwezikhali zombhuqazwe ezenuclear elesigodlo sayo eGeneva, i-International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons loba i-ICAN. Izulu eliza ngolaka lwesavunguzane se-tropical storm Nate libikwa selibangele imfa yabantu abedlula amachumi amabili e-Central America lichaya liqonda e-USA. Abantu abalichumi lanye bafa kwele Nicaragua abayisikhombisa banyamalala. LeZimbabwe selilungiselele uhlelo lokulungisisa iziqondiso ezisekela ukusetshenziswa kwempahla elungiswa elizweni ngokubanzi ukuguqula kancane okumunyethwe ngumthetho okhona wezokuthengiselana owe-statutory instrument 64 owalisa impahla ethile ukuba ingene evela phandle kwelizwe. Intatheli zindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Ukusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni sokubangele ukuqonga kwenani labantu abaphila ngokuthenga lokuthengiselana, ikakhulu impahla evela kwamanye amazwe ethengeka ngentengo ephansi. Uhulumende ubambe umhlangano lenhlanganiso eziphatheka kwezokuthengiselana eHarare ukuze athole uluhlo olungabumba iziqondiso ezinje. Ingcitshi kwezokuthengiselana enhlanganisweni yeBhayi Zimbabwe umnumzana Kipson Kundane uthi basekela lolu hlelo ngoba lungaqinisa amabhizimusi akuleli luvule le misebenzi kodwa lungaleli abantu ukuba bethenge phandle kwelizwe.
We are calling for a level playing field, but which favors locals. We are calling for a carrot and stick kind of approach without
the second becoming a carrot and stick. This is a bona kujeziswa abathenga phandle kwelizwe ngokwengezelelwa imithetho.
Umbathi Ntambo wezokulungiswa kwezinto lokuthengiselana nomnumzana Mike Bima uthi inhloso kahulumende ikwengezelela impahla elungiswa eZimbabwe kunye lesilinganiso sempahla ethengiselwa phandle kwelizwe ngokusekela amabhizimusi aselizweni.
Yadze zatakataura dzokuita transform IGC.
Ezikufunayo njengohulumende import substitution lokwengezela ama exports yiko sifuna ukuguqula inhlanganiso ye-IDC. Ukuthi ibe ngephathi sama industry ngemali lokuthuthuka njengokwenzakala eZanzi Africa.
Abantu abaphila ngokuthenga lokuthengisa bathi bathenga phandle kwelizwe ngoba impahla itholakala ngentengo engcono ebenza bethole inzuzo ethe qaqa. Okhokhela inhlanganiso yamabhizimusi amakhulu e-Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries CZI umnumzana Sifelani Jabango uthi lokhu kubangelwa lusekelo amanye amazwe anikeza amabhizimusi awo.
With regards to price, trade is war.
Ikhangela imbadalo lentengo ukuthengiselana yimbi sibili. Amanye amazwe azama ngendlela zonke ukusekela amabhizimisi abo ukwenzela ukuthi egcine ethengisa ngemali ephansi ebesethengisela kwamanye amazwe bewenza ama-supermarket abo.
Ngaphandle kwentengo uZulu uthi impahla etholakala ngaphandle kwelizwe ngebukekayo kuletholakala elizweni. UJabango uthi njengamabhizimusi sebekhuthazana ukuba behambelane lokwenzakalala kwamanye amazwe. Phakathi komnyaka ka-2015 kusiya kumnyaka ka-2016 kube lokwehla okukhulu kokuthengwa kwempahla yaphandle kwelizwe okusesibangeni sokungamachomi amabili ekhulwini 20% kwengezelela ukulungiswa kwempahla yelizweni kwafika kusilinganiso sokungamachomi ayisithupha ekhulwini. Umhlangano wokuphana amacebo kulolu daba ungenwe ngabenhlanganiso ezigoqela i-CZI, Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, ZNCC, Bayi Zimbabwe lezinye. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Maviki wonke ngolwesihlanu abantu bayabingelelana ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa beFacebook enkundleni yeVOA Indebele. Ake sizwe unkosazana Buhle Chuma, umnumzana Christian Leah, lo mnumzana Pritchard Ngwenya bebingelela izihlobo labangane.
Abaqala bengithanda ukubingelela ugogo wami uMampofu enkayi kwaDakamela ozalima. Bese ngithanda ukubingelela umntana ngisomlandela abathi Nonhlahla Gumede wendelekezi. Bese ngiphinda ngithande ukubingelela ubaba wami ozala mina osenkayi esigabeni semaphasaphasa enyathi igama lakhe ngokuthi Chuma. Bese ngiphinde ukubingelela ugogo wami ozala ubaba uMamlalazi. Ngaye ukhona ngale futhi emaphasaphasa ko enkayi. Bese ngithanda ukubingelela abantwana bami abasefela busi ezibube uPrecious Ndlovu, loPatience Ndlovu, loBlessing Ndlovu. Bese ngithanda ukubingelela ubabababo ngigcine ngaye igama lakhe ngifara inqube. Ngiyababulisa nje bonke efamily lakhona ngithi abaphile bahlangabeze uDisemba ngempilo emnandi.
Silobaba ke uPritchard Ngwenya. ngizabingelela umama wami eGumoza enzaligwa lo baba wami labo baba bonke bangu 3 amaphasa ngisendlela ubhuti wami elowelini ngizabingelela labo dadwe wethu bonke abakobulawayo ngizabingelela usisi uNalungile enumber 6 ngiyasengizikelela usisi uRaymond eMahathule
ngizokuthosa silo Christine leya
ngizathanda ukuzingelela umama okukhona lapha eHavroni labafowethu abasegoli lezihlobo labangane abase eplumtree esigabeni sembangwa.
Hawu boni-ke mnumzana, so-ke wena siwathanda yini ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele?
Ngalithanda.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, umsebenzi uphokile. Was a Friday, my sweetie. Was a Friday, ilamba lingomile.
Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday, iqembu Soul Brothers elaziwa kakhulu eZimbabwe ngokuthi ngamasololo sebekhwathe elinye idlalade elitsha elihlabusayo elikhanya lizakhathaza ngekhisimusi. Lidlalade lakuqala abalenzileyo ngemva kokuthiwa ngomunye wababili ababesele abayibo abasungula leli qembu uDavid Masondo ngomnyaka ka-2015. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda usethulela ingxoxo yakhe labo gandaganda.
Kuthelekile ukuthi iminyaka yonke iqembu leSoul Brothers liphawulele uzulu idlalade elitsha abantu abadlala ngalo ikhisimusi. Umnyaka odlulileyo azange likhiphe idlalade kulandela ukubhubha kukamasondo. Nansi inzwisa yengoma ekudlaladileni. Singwenya ongiye osesele yedwa kubaculi ababumba iqembu leSoul Brothers njalo olukhokhelayo uchaza ukuthi basebenze njani.
I-CD entsha yeSoul Brothers yaka 2017 ibizwa ukuthi Uphelile Umndeni Wami.
Njengoba ke uDavid Masondo bekunguye obecula uqembu lele, pho-ke wena Ngwenya usebenzele ubani kuleli dlalayo?
Lena yi-album eyokuqala esiyenzile since sashiwa uDavid Masondo. Kule album ngisebenze naye uSicelo Ndlela njengoba sihlale sisebenze naye noThokozani Radebe kanye noNkosinathi Ngwenya lo oculela Impumelelo. Yiba bafana abakuma voices kuzo zonke izingoma la kule album.
Ungwenya uthi idlalathi leli alikathengiselwa abantu.
Leli dlalathi leSoul Brothers elisha liyophuma ngo-October towards the end of October, noma kanjani lobe gcula yonke indawo. Ngiyasiyazi abalandeli bethu balibheke ngamehla bovu, noma kanjani ngo-October lizobe selikhona.
Ungwenya uthi idlalathi leli alikathengiselwa abantu.
Ngithe ma ngihleli ngicabanga ngibona isimo sesingayo kuSoul Brothers, ngathi ake sikhiphe le ncwadi yeSoul Brothers, ibiography yeSoul Brothers eshoyo ukuthi iSoul Brothers yaqala kanjani, yaqala kuhobani otuze mthetho ezenzela umchuno Americans uDavid Masondo. Kuze kube manje njengoba sekusele mina ngedwa, ngithe angithathe leli thuba ngibhale incwadi ebizwa The Life and Times of Soul Brothers. Ikhuluma ngayo i-biography yeSoul Brothers ukuthi sisukaphi, saqala kuphi, kanjani ukuze kube manje.
Kusenjalo kulogwalo olutsha olulotshwe nguye-ke okaNgwenya oluthiwa The Life and Times of Soul Brothers in the Eyes of Black Moses Ngwenya. Ukuthi kukhanya abantu abaningi balamukele kahle kakhulu lolu gwalo. Ubecabangeni aze alobe lolu gwalo?
Isol Brothers siyafisa ukuthi izodlala eZimbabwe kulonyaka ngoba siyazi ukuthi kade abantu nabalandeli bethu besikhalela eZimbabwe ukuthi kanisiza nini. Siyafisa ukuza kulo December lo ukukhona ubhuti esikhulumisana naye, kanti mangabe bekhona abalamandla ukukhulumisana nathi ukuthi size ngempela sizodlala noma amashow angaba 3 noma 4 eZimbabwe, singajabula kakhulu before kuphela unyaka.
Amasolo lo liqembu elasukela kudala, ukhanya badala labatsha bahlezi belithanda. Izingoma zabo eziningi kumadlalati abo bahlezi bebonga ngosekelo wabanikezwa nguZulu weZimbabwe.
Kubalandeli bonke beSoul Brothers kuphi nakuphi la bekhona, sicela ukubonga kakhulu isupport abasinike yona kuze kube namhlanje. Siyazi siyaqala labo le band siyabafana abancane silako 15, 16, 17 years, namhlanje sesingamakhehla. Still abantu bayasupporta iSoul Brothers, bayathenga amarekhodi kudala namasha, even nabantu abancane nabadala bayaqhubeka bathenga nomculo wethu. Siyabonga kakhulu support yenu, sibonge futhi nakubazali benu nina abadlala le ngoma nina nisesebancane emakhaya enu lapho emakhaya ngoDisemba. Siyababonga nabo abazali mangabe besaphila, mangabe sebahamba emhlabeni, mabalale ngokuthula. Siyabonga kini nonke balandeli beSoul Brothers, eyenu le band akuyona eyethu.
Wololo wathi kwamasondo, umndeni wami lidlalathe elichisayo liza kujabulisa njalo iqembulele kalipheli moya kukukotha ndayo ogandaganda bakhanda besiya phambili orelivalisayo ngenjabulo kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday wathi libe lempela fike enhle ngezo chiso sibanda ngimele iStudio 7 lapha eBilitani.
Siyabonga Ezra Chisa Sibanda ngokuthi pawuhlelo lwethu lwaliviki olwe Woza Friday. Singakehlukani wothi ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Ingxabangxoza iyaqhubekela phambili kumandla lezano PF. umkhokheli webandla leMDCT umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai yena oyelatshwa umkhuhlane wemvukuzane kwele South Africa uthi usesizwa ngcono. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande silichiya kuStudio 7 Live Talk lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.